This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I began the show today talking about the Democrats doing the Wu Flu shuffle, and you're going to watch them back away. You're going to hear the beep of the big machinery, beep 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 beep, as they back up from what they did, all the damage that's been done. They've killed babies in the womb with this vaccine. They've created massive carnage to millions of people with these vaccine mandates, and now they're going to pretend that it never happened. Or they're going, well, we were under an emergency, and this is why we did it. They're going to start to back away. It's already started. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Front page is Daniel Greenfield, whom I've met. He's an amazing intellect, a great writer, and he's validating what I said. And by the way, I don't need people to validate me. I play clips and talk about other people's stuff because I want you to understand I'm not the only person saying it. And for the record, I don't get it from them. Everything that I come to my conclusion, not everything, but the majority of the decisions I come to come from my own brain. There are thoughts that God has put into my head and said, hey, Kev, have you thought about this? And I go, ooh. And then I'll go do some research on it just to see, is it my idea or how many people are thinking it? And then I find other people that go, yep. And when it's somebody that I respect, that I know, and I go, this is a critical thinker, I bring it and share it. And that's essentially what's happened here with Daniel Greenfield. He said they wielded massive emergency COVID powers with devastating results to people's livelihoods, to their lives, and their freedoms. And now that the public is getting tired of the emergency, they're admitting that they're doing it all for the polls. I want you to think about that for just a second. You're doing stuff and you're polling it. You're not going, is this really in the public's best interest? It's just, well, polls say. When the coronavirus pandemic first swept Pennsylvania, he writes, Governor Tom Wolf closed stores, schools, and ordered millions of citizens to stay home. Even 4 months into the crisis in 2020, all but, quote, life-sustaining businesses in much of the state were locked down. Now, you guys remember at the time they called them essential versus non-essential. Where did you fit? Here's a better question. Where do you fit in society? Are you essential or are you non-essential? I want you to understand how they divided us up. That alone should have created enough anger in America to say, how dare you say somebody's non-essential? Now, I get what people are, well, Kevin, there was life or death. No, it wasn't. You know what's life or death? Your ability to pay your bills. Your ability to maintain some semblance of financial structure in your life so you don't feel desperate. Desperate times lead to desperate measures. Desperate times is the reason why a fool will rob a convenience store or a bodega, same thing, bodega or a gas station. They'll go, I need food. I need money. Don't let people get to desperation. How about that for a strategy, Joe Biden? Anyway, he said, today the virus is ravaging Pennsylvania again, like much of the country, with hospitalization numbers nearing or exceeding those during the worst months of the pandemic. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second and say, there may be everything he describes, but it isn't because of the scamdemic. It's not for that. Yeah, there's been some hospitalizations due to this thing, but there's also hospitalizations due to regular flu and regular things of life. But let's just go with this for a second. Let's say that it is. Let's use what Daniel Greenfield is saying and say, nope, we've got a similar situation, because it's certainly similar. The only difference now is we know we can't always blame it on Wu Flu. But he goes on. Yet Mr. Wolf, a Democrat whose party desperately wants to keep control of his seat in the midterm elections, has no intention of returning to the strict measures of 2 years ago. So I asked the vax Nazis that listen to the program or contact me, what's different? He says there are no plans for mask mandates or more virtual schooling. Pennsylvanians, the governor said, crave a return to normalcy. Is that all it took? Is a crave? He goes on, Mr. Wolf, the governor of Pennsylvania, I think everybody's angry. He says it's been 2 years now. We're fatigued and ready to move on. I think a lot of political vectors are reflecting that. Now, this is a guy who's he can't run for governor anymore. He's termed out. So now he's willing to tell you the truth. You know what? Bad move. He's trying to figure out what's next for him now that he's governor and he's governed horribly. So he's trying to tell you that the political vectors. Well, he goes on. Greenfield says the political vectors. Wolf, one of the worst Democratic COVID governors whose minion, Rachel Levine, is now ensconced in Biden's health bureaucracy, isn't talking about risk. He's talking about people's anger and fatigue. See, we wore them down. He's talking about political vectors, not health or science. What's dictating the massive political shift, which he said, Greenfield says he predicted this was going to happen, is that much of the public is sick and tired, no pun intended, of the health security state and the permanent emergency. And with the polls bad enough, the Dems are shifting the narrative to accommodate. See, the Democrats set the stage and said, hey, it's all bad. It's doom and gloom. The sky's going to fall. We're all going to die. Well, vax Nazis. Mandate Nazis, mask Nazis? Did it stop you from getting it? Is it stopping anybody from getting it? And how many of you are dying? You know what happened? Reality set in. 2 years of BS. 2 years of we're gonna uproot your world in ways you never even imagined. And finally, these stupid, brain-dead, moronic Democrats who put these people in office are waking up and saying, you know what? Enough is enough. Well, don't be a rainy day Democrat. I want you, if you're going to switch over, switch and stay. Because I'm sick of you suckers. I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you not paying attention to people who legitimately want what's best for this country, a.k.a. conservatives, pragmatic thinkers, critical thinkers, who tell you what to at least research and you do nothing except follow the line. To heck with you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed. please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, wow, we got some news here. Strippers in D.C. must wear mask. Well, thank God they got this piece of legislation passed, or who knows what might have happened to that city. I mean, well, you know, it could have been a contagion. Maybe all of them could have gotten Wu Flu. All the people of D.C. could have gotten Wu Flu and wiped them out. Or not. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson bringing you sarcasm and snark over the stupidity of leftism on a daily basis. And by the way, leftism doesn't mean it doesn't have an R after its name. There are some stupid right rhinos, you know, some Republicans. So this show is equal opportunity lambasting of all of the idiots out there who want to fall for the nonsense. And all I challenge you to do is think. You don't have to think like I do. Everybody can't be perfect. I'm just messing with you. That triggered some people right there, I guarantee you. Everybody is not supposed to think like me. You think like you want to think. I'm cool with it. I encourage it, in fact. I want to continue talking about these mandates and stuff in the mask stuff because I want to make people understand that there are people out there who are very, very... they're brilliant, smarter than I am in many subjects, But I'm going to tell you this. You will be hard-pressed to find somebody who is more brilliant than I am in common sense. I'm just saying. Common sense. Where I don't need to look into your DNA or your mRNA to make you understand something. I can just go, I can ask you one or two questions, and you go, okay, you got me. You got me, Kev. That's where my brain goes. Now, here's the beauty of it. If I decide to dig deeply, I can become an expert. I can compete with the best of them. And don't let me do it for 2 years. Give me a subject to study for 2 years. Put me with the best people, and I will be challenging them within a year. I'm not saying I'll know more. I'm saying I will be expanding their minds, making them, well, you know, I know you're, Ted, you're good at this, but I was thinking about this the other night. What about, and they'll go, ooh, yeah, it's a pretty good thought. See, that's what I'm good at. And you know it because you've experienced it. You are smarter than I in many things. I promise you, you are. You people listening out there, you are brilliant. I don't know. I don't downplay you. I don't underestimate you in any way. I exalt your brains because you are brilliant people, smart. But I make you think. I know I do. You tell me. I have guys, man, Kevin, I worked for the Bureau. I worked for this. I worked in this. I was a PhD, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, but you said something interesting the other day. I'm like, yeah, here you go. Yeah, baby. I said something interesting. I said something that sparked you to even more brilliance. This is Ross Perot that said, I don't have to be the smartest guy in my company. I just have to be able to find the smart people and inspire them to their level of brilliance. By the way, if you're an educator out there, I promise you, every kid you teach is good at something. They're great at it. Or has to have the potential, you just got to help them find it. I'm glad that I had teachers that they didn't really do that per se, and I was self-directed, but they did give me the leeway. I applaud those teachers. They didn't try to stop me. They didn't tell me all the things that I couldn't be. In fact, I remember meeting with Dr. Sharp at military school. He pulls me into his office. He says, Kevin, we're going to recommend you for the highest award that our school can get. But he goes, I got bad news. He goes, no school's ever won it twice in a row. And Steve Gross won it last year. So you're probably not going to get it, but I'm going to recommend you anyway. And I said, well, how could I not be appreciative of that? So I had to go to New Orleans, and we met with all these different students from all around the country, and they took us out. We went to New Orleans. I'll never forget. And guess what? We got it. We won it 2 years in a row. Yeah. Only school in the history of the award to do it. And I was the one who won it. And you know what Dr. Sharp did? He called me in, and right after that he says, Kevin, I want to recommend you to go to the General Motors Institute. And he goes, it's intensive, but he goes, it's all about automotive. And he knew I wanted to be an engineer, electrical engineer. He says, I know it's automotive, but, you know, they use electrical engineers, this, that, and the other. And I chose not, but he said it's a highly selective. It wasn't like MIT, but it's tough to get in. But he goes, I want to recommend you. This guy would call me in and tell me, I want you to do stuff. Have you considered this? He never, ever, there's not a single teacher that I can recall that ever said, there's a limit. Kevin, I'd like to recommend you for this, but there was never a but. Anyway, I'm going to go on. I want to talk about these mandates. At a rally against vaccine mandates in D.C., Robert Kennedy likened the vaccine policies in the U.S. to the totalitarian state, suggested that Anne Frank was in a better situation when she was hiding from the Nazis, which I find very funny. And I kind of agree. But I want to go on and talk about a guy named Steve Kirch, a former high-tech exec from Silicon Valley who left his job because he's full-time now fighting the mandate. And he writes this letter, Hi, I'm Steve. I'm not a doctor. He goes, I'm worse. I'm an engineer with 2 degrees from MIT. I look at data. I make decisions based on what the data says, not on what people tell me to think. He says, after three relatives of a friend of mine died right after being vaccinated, I started looking at the data from the clinical trials, from studies, from the government, and from doctors. And what the data showed was troubling, very troubling. First of all, the entire pandemic was completely avoidable. We had an early treatment protocol in March of 2020 developed by George Farid and Brian Tyson. I'm giving you these details so you can look it up. Nobody dies on their protocols if they get treated early. Zero. Only a few people got hospitalized. Yet today, the NIH is saying nothing about this protocol. This is ridiculous. He says, they're going to mandate anything. They should mandate that you get this protocol if you get COVID. But they don't. Instead, doctors can have their licenses revoked if they prescribe early treatment drugs like ivermectin. Says, we don't need masks, we don't need vaccines, we don't need mandates, we don't need lockdowns. We never did. What we need to do is start listening to doctors who have treated thousands of COVID cases with no deaths. Is that too much to ask? But the NIH refused to listen to these doctors, and instead they focused on the creation of a vaccine, which the evidence shows is making things worse, much worse. COVID cases at an all-time high. See, there's a little statistic, a little factoid that the mass Nazis and the vax Nazis don't want to tell you. He says we're being mandated to take a vaccine for a societal benefit without ever being shown the risk-benefit analysis. There's a reason for that. The benefit is negative. According to over 12 studies, the vaccines are killing at least 15 people for every life the vaccines were projected to save, and we are permanently disabling even more kids. He says, I've seen the risk analysis showing we kill over 100 kids to save one from COVID. Those are the facts, folks, from a guy with 2 degrees from MIT.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Fed Reserve says it could raise interest rates soon, marking the first time in 3 years. For now, the target will stay between 0.25%. The Fed wrapping up its first meetings of the year on Wednesday, saying added inflation is well above 2%. This, as a former director of the National Economic Council under former President Barack Obama believes the Biden administration missed the boat when it came to inflation.
I think we were way behind the curve. I think we stayed way behind the curve, even as the inflation figures came in strong in the fall.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. A second civil lawsuit is being filed in connection with the Oxford High School murders late last year in Michigan. One of the four students killed parents suing the alleged shooter and his parents. USA Radio News. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is congratulating retiring Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer for his long career in public service. McConnell releasing a statement noting the liberal justice's nearly 3 decades of thoughtful and consequential service on the Supreme Court. There's no change in gas prices Thursday. According to the AAA station survey, the national average for the price of regular is at $3.34 a gallon. The average price up 6 cents over the past month, which is driven by the price of rising crude oil. The price of gas is still up around a dollar more than it was a year ago, and Tiffany Wright is with AAA of North Carolina. She tells CNN gas is fluctuating in her state.
Gas prices really have been a roller coaster ride. These are places where gas prices don't tend to drop as they do in other places around the country because they are year-round destinations.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to get right to Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva. Sheriff, you just heard from the mourners at the vigil there for Breonna Kupfer. They say they're scared. They're angry. They want something done about this. How do you react to that?
Well, we just got to reassure the public that we're doing everything possible with the resources we have at our disposal to make sure these killers are not walking freely. And we have to rely on a prosecution when we do arrest these bad apples that they actually face the full consequences of their actions.
Sheriff's talking in reference to the death of Breonna Kupfer, killed at her job, stabbed by a 24-year-old dude named Sean Laval Smith. He's got a $2 million bond on him. I'm surprised they caught him, but they did. And so they're discussing the crime rate on Fox News, and I'm actually very surprised. This is a L.A. County sheriff. You know, he's like the main guy. What do they call it? Like, not superintendent, but I guess he's the sheriff. Yeah. So he's talking about this, and it's disturbing. I want to let you finish hearing it, you know, because he's saying we can't even do our jobs. We go out, we arrest these guys, they're back on the streets. Here's the rest of the clip.
However, right now our struggle with the district attorney, 12,000 cases his first year in office, he just decided not to prosecute. Those are 12,000 cases we investigated, and I guarantee you, among those 12,000 people that walk free will be people that are going to go on to commit more violent crimes, and who knows, up to including murder. And this soft and crime approach does not work with a crowd bent on harming others.
I want to be clear. We called DA Gascon to join us, and he has not responded. When it comes to what can be done about this, a very powerful piece was written by my colleague Sean Duffy on FoxNews.com, writing about the infiltration of these woke DAs into a justice system. He says it will not be easy to fix, saying that this new woke army of activist prosecutors is on the rise and their goal is not the rule of law or even safety. That is a scary thought. You just heard it from those citizens there. So, I mean, we're dependent on voters and leadership to turn this thing around. But when you've got DA Gascon in charge there, you're still dealing with the effects of a hiring freeze when it comes to your police force. And you've got him vowing that his priority is police accountability.
Well, we had the governor picking up trash around the rail yard because of the the, you know, the rash of rail thefts that are plaguing Union Pacific rail lines. And he says he wants prosecution, but then he turns around and endorses George Gascon, who does not prosecute thefts. He's legalized petty theft, all sorts of misdemeanors. He's legalized prostitution. Without a proper prosecution, it does us no good or very little good to just arrest people. They're going to be released immediately. So that part of the equation is missing. We need a district attorney. And if he wants to be the public defender, I'm pretty sure he can get that job if he wants. But he needs to stop pretending that he's actually doing his job as a DA.
That is a frightful warning and a scary thought for people who are actively living through this. As you just heard one of those mourners say, she felt like she was living in the wild, wild west.
So here again, I've told you guys on this very program, I said, you're going to wake up every single morning or come back from vacation or turn on your radio or your TV, and every single time you will be vindicated. The conservative view will be vindicated because it's common sense. It's about truth. Look, I would, if my son did to this Breonna Kupfer what Sean, what's-his-face, Laval Smith did, I would be saying the same thing. Prosecute him. That's the difference between us and them. They live in a fantasy world where they're always trying to placate one another with their wokeness and their virtue signaling. And we live in the real world that says, look, whether it applies to me or it applies to the general population, I want it to be consistent. And it should be fair. And I'm not talking about fair communism fair. I'm saying fair. I'm not talking about one size fits all, but certainly fair. I think we would all agree that after the police have done their jobs and they've gotten hardened criminals off the streets, we should do our best to keep them off. And while we're keeping them off, we should be looking at the root causes of what caused them to do the crime. Look, I was watching this documentary on Sonny Liston. And I got to tell you, I wish everybody could see it. It was amazing. This guy was a beast. I used to just think Ali was calling him out. And, you know, I don't know what happened there. I mean, we can debate whether Ali really beat Sonny Liston or not. But, you know, because I don't know. I mean, I saw a piece of the fight. Some people say he threw it. But I'll tell you this. I've never seen a more devastating fighter in the ring than Sonny Liston. The people that he punched, they said, I mean, he was breaking bones, and he beat one guy, he knocked out his 7 teeth. And think about this, he's got gloves on, and he knocked out 7 teeth. He fought Floyd Patterson, who was a champ. He beat him in just over 2 minutes in the first round, fought him again, did the same thing. This is a guy considered to be the best, you know, at the time. He destroyed him. He walked through everybody. He was what Mr. T was leading up to Rocky in Rocky III. And anyway, here's why I'm bringing him up. He came up hard, worked in the cotton fields. His dad was a sadistic monster. He left home at the age of 13. I mean, think about this kid, but he was a big kid. But he drops out of school because the other kids would tease him because he was big, but he was dumb. He didn't know how to read. He couldn't go to school. His dad had him working in the cotton fields. His dad actually had him pulling, that when the mule died, his dad had Sonny pulling the same thing that the mule would use to till the soil. So anyway, he's a big kid, and he becomes an enforcer for the mob. And then he eventually, he said he was arrested over 100 times, goes to prison, learns how to box, crush it. He goes to the worst prison in America at the time, crushes anybody in there, got a reputation for you better not mess with that dude, gets into a boxing program. And so all this is going on, and he gets out finally, and he finds a legitimate way to make a living. And so he builds his boxing career, rifling through people, and he was always considered the bad guy. The press didn't like him. The cops had a vendetta against him because Sonny Liston beat up more cops in his lifetime than you would beat up in 100 lifetimes. He was known. They had a name for him. They called him Nix or something. It was like he was a Nix arrest. And it was an acronym because he would beat up cops. So they arrested him for standing on the corner. He got harassed. Well, he becomes heavyweight champion. And when he beat Floyd Patterson, it was good versus evil. Of course, he was evil. And he thought, okay, I'm going to be the people's champion. I'm going to change my life and be a good guy. They wouldn't let him. He still got arrested. He got harassed and on and on and on. So they believe he finally said, you know what? I'll take a fall. I'll make more money taking a fall because these people aren't going to let me be legit. And it was a life ruined because there came a point where when he won and he was thinking everything was going to, oh, I know what it was. They said he got back. He thought he was going to have a parade in his hometown. No mayor, no nothing. Dude had just won the world championship, heavyweight world championship, and it was nothing. And the biographer said, I think that messed with Sonny's head. And it probably did. So the point I'm making to all of this is you can ruin a person by not giving them their props, by not saying, you know what, you've redeemed yourself. And they didn't allow Sonny to do that. So the reason why we brought this up was the root cause of crime, right? The root cause. Sonny Liston was a thug, but he was made into a thug by his dad, a hard life. He got into the city. He couldn't read. He couldn't write. He became a thug. Those are the root causes. But somehow he got out of it and he redeemed himself. And you know what society did? It rebelled against him. Sonny Liston's life would have been dramatically different had somebody said, you know what? We forgive that past, man. You're a world champion. You want to redeem yourself. You want to be a good emissary for black people, for people in general. And he wanted to turn his life around. And they wouldn't let him do it. See, this is where leftists are right now. They will not let you turn your life around. If you are a thug, they're going to make you a thug. You're going to believe in CRT. You're going to believe the 1619 Project. You're going to believe that white people hate you and they're always against you and you're never going to get ahead. They're going to dog and they're going to tell you that the other guys are the boogeyman and they're the reason why you can't succeed. And they're going to build up anger and resentment and they're going to polarize you and make you live a life with black and white. You're going to live ethnocentrically. And that's what they do. They're excellent at it. And so 12,000 cases that this sheriff is talking about that aren't going to get prosecuted. I give you a root cause.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Talk about crime stats and things like that because it's symptomatic of leftism. It's metaphorical. And crime is a place where we can all relate to it. My family was the victim of what I talk about on this show routinely. I told you guys my cousin, my first cousin Monica, who we grew up together, she's like a sister to me. I say that and I mean it sincerely. We grew up together. We were together all the time. Monica and Jeannie, Missy and Curtis, and my brother and I were the oldest of the grandkids. and we hung out every week, all the time. We were always either, you know, at the family's, one of the houses, we had all the kids together. We literally grew up like we were brothers and sisters. And Monica's youngest boy, Nick, was tragically killed this week in a road rage incident in Houston, Texas. And I'm going to tell you right now, he was killed by somebody that looks like Nick. 10 minutes from his house, driving down the freeway in Houston. And I'm going to tell you, I will bet you money it was a black dude who shot Nick. Why? Because he didn't like the way he looked, or Nick looked at him the wrong way, or whatever. Because Nick doesn't break traffic laws. He just drives the speed limit. He doesn't do anything crazy. Good kid. I mean, if he was a bad kid, I would tell you. But he wasn't. He was a good kid. And he gets shot over nothing. And this sheriff that I was just talking about in the previous segment, he talked about 12,000 cases that the prosecutor, the DA, decided not to prosecute. And he says, I can guarantee you, the people who he's let out have committed more violent crimes up to and including murder. And what did that sheriff say? The soft-on-crime approach doesn't work. Woke DAs is what they're calling them. Activist prosecutors. Not doing their jobs. This guy's name is Gaskin. So they have a hiring freeze for police. And this guy, instead of focusing on crime, which is what a DA is there to protect the people, he's focused on police accountability. And as the sheriff said, the governor's out there picking up trash around rail yards and then backs a DA. By the way, the reason why the governor was out of the rail yards is because United Railways has so many railway thefts that it's been now, it's rising to the level of attention of the government. But Gaskin doesn't prosecute. And the sheriff says, why should we arrest people when they release them immediately? We don't even finish the paperwork. And then we segued into the story about this tragic killing of Breonna Kupfer. And now we are where we are. Talking about leftism and the beautiful fact that when you wake up in the morning, you don't have to worry about how you feel about your position. Your position will be validated, vindicated every single time. For example, the U.S. homicide rate shattered records. That was the title of an article that I read. Welcome to Bidenville, folks, where you live with Bidenflation until somebody shoots you dead. But don't worry. As you know, you'll still be able to vote. The 2021 United States murder rate is estimated to be nearly as high as it was in 25 years ago, when more than 19,600 people were killed nationwide. The murder rate was estimated to be 6.9 murders per 100,000 people in 2021, just a 0.5%, 0.5 lower than the 1996 murder rate of 7.4. This is FBI data. The closest the nation has ever come to the high crime scourge of the early 90s. So I love this part. The FBI estimated that 19,645 people were murdered in 1996. Meanwhile, 2021 ended with several cities, Chicago, New York, L.A., and Minneapolis, to name a few, reporting upticks in murders. Now, in the middle of this article, there's an article to click on, and here's what it says. Rising crime puts focus on mental health crisis, homelessness in cities. That's where the focus is. So they said this. Former New York Police Department Commissioner Howard Saffer attributed the high murder rates last year to several factors, including cancel culture and woke mentality that assumes the police are racist and brutal. By the way, have you been following the number of law enforcement officers that have been shot and killed over the past couple of weeks? It's disturbing. But you know what we're talking about now? We're talking about Ukraine and Russia. We're talking about China and Taiwan. We're talking about Omicron and vax mandates, mask mandates, and a host of other things. And people are dying every single day for things that are so far off from their radar screen. Look, I get it. Joe Biden screwed the pooch. His Tourette's-like utterance has given Russia permission to move in and take more land in Ukraine. They've already taken Crimea, so why not take more? You've gotten permission. It's emboldened China to look at the same outcome. It's emboldened the Iranians to go ahead and build their nuclear missile and possibly target Israel and who knows us at some point. But it's also emboldened at the domestic front. It's emboldened thugs, people that you do have to deal with when you're out shopping, when you're driving down the freeway doing nothing except trying to get home. He says, if crimes continue to be committed in large numbers and police continue to not have the backing of politicians and the public, then they're not going to do their job the way they did when I was commissioner. Saffer was at the helm of the NYPD from 96 to 2000, said he reduced New York's crime by 38% by the time his tenure ended, and he noted that the majority of crimes in America are linked to drugs and guns. Chicago PD reported that 2021 was the deadliest year in a quarter century, 797 homicides recorded, up 25 from 2020. Minneapolis reported 96 murders, just one killing short of surpassing 1995's homicide record. Murders in L.A. last year reached 397, the highest that number's been in 15 years, according to L.A. Times. The NYPD reported the highest numbers of murders in 10 years, with 488 in 2021, the highest it's been since 2011, when 515 were killed. The number of murders and non-negligent manslaughters has climbed in recent years, and they go on to give you those numbers. So we've got this sense of lawlessness, folks, that the left don't seem to care about. In fact, they seem to condone it. Thuggery. And I go back to where we started when I was talking about this in the previous segment. In L.A., Sheriff Villanueva says, we arrested 12,000 criminals. And the guy who's supposed to protect the public, who is supposed to take those cases and make cases with them, said, nope. Happening all over the country. Catch and release of illegals, catch and release of hardened criminals. How can you survive if you're playing by the rules? How do you make it if you don't have a gun? I don't know whether my little cousin Nicholas had a gun or not. I don't know. But he never got a chance to use it to defend himself. Shot dead over nothing. And I swear, if you watch some of these cop shows and you see the reasons why people are killed, the nonsensical stuff that led to their murders, and you just shake your head. It's pathetic. And I blame the leftist system for allowing this to happen. I could go into the impact, for example, of not having a job. Not even wanting a job, on the hustle. The impact of being home and being forced into quarantine. Many of the crime rates, people believe that was part of the reason for the expansion of crime over the past year in 2020. They believe the stay-at-home orders, it created tension. People need to get out. Look, I don't know how you feel about work. I know many people, my friends will tell you, dude, I was so happy to get out of the house. I needed to get away from the wife and the kids, or from the husband and the kids, or from the kids, or from the husband. Take your pick. It can be, medicinal to go and interact with other people and have different conversations to get away from the pressures of life. Anyway, I gave you the numbers, folks. Bad.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.